What's up, guys? It's Chad Browning, and welcome.
Oh, no, we're not doing this again.
Welcome to the Frat Guy Podcast.
Welcome back to Scott and Callum Say Stuff, the only podcast that features both Scott and Callum saying stuff.
Sometimes at the same time.
And often words are said in a particular
order. Words are communicated. Dialogue is exchanged.
This is near the end of term edition, where Scott is super sleep deprived and Callum is...
actually doing work for a change.
actually got his stuff together.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and not swear so that I can not have explicit content marks on our Spotify.
So you don't have to put the explicit tag on the podcast.
Now available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Anchor, FM, and various other things that I didn't know existed.
I don't know Anchor FM existed either.
I didn't know that Podbean existed, and we're on that now.
Oh, wait, what is Podbean?
I have no idea. It's a podcasting platform that loads of our listeners listen to us on.
Did you just Google what podcast services were available and you were like, yeah, let's put us on here?
No, I put us on Anchor. We're sponsored by Anchor. We just haven't
created by Pampers.
We're legitimately sponsored by Anchor. We just haven't actually recorded a sponsorship.
That's Anchor
deal.
Anchor, the podcasting service, not the brand of butter. Just throwing that out there.
Why can't we be sponsored by both and just use it? Just say really.
I don't know. I can't believe it's not butter, really.
Just really random kind of things that we could say that would work for both.
You just get like, out some like toast in the middle of the podcast just, and just start eating it. Like, wow, this Anchor butter
is as smooth as really the Anchor streaming service available now online and digital FM.
That in media studies is what we used to call synergy, where you would promote two products at once.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Which.
Not we're Sin Energy.
We're sponsored by Synergy. Shout out to, I don't know, it's probably a sports brand. Sports drink.
Sounds like an energy drink.
It's definitely a Minecraft YouTuber.
It's like Powerade's podcasting cousin.
No, it's definitely a Minecraft YouTuber.
Why do I feel like you know that it's definitely a Minecraft?
I don't know.
Wasn't
there a guy called Syndicate who was a Minecraft guy?
Oh my God, yeah. Tom Pro Syndicate. What's he doing now?
God knows. He probably moved to Brighton like every other British YouTuber.
Why is that a thing? Why does every British YouTuber go to Brighton?
Because it's cheap and they have good internet.
And everyone's nice to each other, I guess.
Everyone's nice or having sex or both. I mean...
they've got pride, so they must be nice, right?
Yeah. Pride. Pride's a sin. That's bad. Sponsored by...
Synergy.
Sponsored by Sin Energy. That's my beard. That was some weird ASMR. Weird ASMR of me scratching my beard. We don't have a discussion topic this week,
Callum.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys could tell this week. We're not too prepared.
I filmed an interview yesterday that was very emotional for everyone involved. I didn't plan this week's discussion topics.
Yeah, I think we'd been planning other stuff as well.
Yeah, I rebranded all of our social medias. That was fun.
Yeah, now it looks very postmodern.
It does.
I love it a lot.
I got halfway through it and I went, this does kind of look like an advertisement for Gay Pride again. So I think we should just move to Brighton.
I think we should just get rainbow decor on all of our logos.
I like rainbows. Rainbows are good. There's like 7 colours in that. That's like...
Is there?
Rainbows are 7 colours. It's like red...
I never had a set amount of colours.
Blue, not green...
What was that?
Right, I need to talk to you about something.
Okay, go
right,
for it.
So a lady across the street was giving away like her DVD collection.
What street, to give a bit of context? Because you have 2 streets, because you live at university.
We're in my back home with my parents. And a lady like up our street was like getting rid of her like DVD collection.
Okay.
So she put a big bag of DVDs outside of her house.
So she was literally giving them away?
People could go in take one. So my dad took the whole bag.
Didn't even take a second look at what was in there, like,
he took the whole bag. Like, he knew there were DVDs, and he was like, I'll go through them and I'll give the others to, like, a charity shop or something, but, like, I'll get... So he could get, like, DVDs for my nephew and stuff. And I just got him home and I went, why have you got so many DVDs? Were these like in the conservatory or something? He was like, no, the lady was just giving them away. So I went, wait, so you took all of them? And he was just like,
yeah.
And my mum just kind of...
Didn't leave any for anyone else.
My mum just kind of looked at me and gave me this kind of knowing look, like, I mean, what did you expect?
So, Classic Len, right?
And I was just like, what? I was just like, and then I was like looking through the DVDs and I was like, this was definitely like a middle-aged woman because it was like Titanic, Four Weddings and
a Funeral.
Did you
find any of the films that you were
I'll be honest, I didn't look that far into it, but I don't think there was anything along the lines of the Avocado Forest of Death. And
those cheap B-movies.
Those cheap B-movies, which we haven't watched, which we were going to watch and discuss, but we haven't done it yet.
We've just been super busy.
We've been like genuinely super busy.
Why have we been super busy? Like,
because,
why is this?
Callum, we signed up to do a journalism degree when we were young and full of life, and then started studying it, and then first year was great, and I was blackout sober for the most of it, completely promoting good Christian fun and good mental health.
And synergy as well.
Yeah. No sin energy. Christian energy. So then we got to our second year and first term happened and that was fine.
First term was fine.
Everything was fine. And then I kind of knew that second term was going to be hard when we came back and the first day back I had an exam and had four exams in like four, like two exams in 2 days and then two more exams the following week. And then 2,000-3,000, like just so many essays.
I'm still yet to take my exams because there was no way I was doing it first day back, like at all.
We don't have a Patreon, but we should. You should pay us anyway.
We're two episodes in. We shouldn't have a Patreon.
Send us money so that we can graduate.
Just send me money, please.
Please. I'm so in debt.
My wife left and took the kids. Please just give me money.
Ronald McDonald broke up my marriage.
Well, I was going to say, we can't finish that joke if you don't want the explicit tag on the episode.
Ronald McDonald stole my wife and children. He hamburgled my wife right under my nose.
No one listening is going to appreciate quite how funny that reference is.
So, right, last night I was trying to think in terms of what we were going to do for the podcast. And then I started thinking, oh, what am I going to do my blog post on this time? Because as part of our degree, we have to do blog posts.
Of course.
So I was thinking, what's an interesting story? And naturally, I was thinking, oh, okay, I reunited the Jonas Brothers. That's kind of a big deal. I wear that badge with pride. But what if I don't write about that? What if I write about a story of my life? And it made me remember the story of one of my best friends from when I was 17. And we sent him home after he lost his shoes at an 18th birthday party in a caravan.
Okay, lost his shoes, right. Okay, I wonder where you were going
with
that.
He lost his shoes, so we sent him home wearing oven mitts on his feet.
How did you rip them in half? And then put one on each foot, or was he like walking with his shoes tied essentially?
We cut them with like big heavy duty, like kind of like butcher scissors.
You said heavy duty.
Heavy duty scissors. And I was like, oh, okay, this is fine.
yeah, that's fine. Let him go. Let him walk home.
But like, there were three of us looking for these shoes. There were three of us actively looking for these shoes, and It had been a weird night. One of our friends decided to go swimming in the dark, and like she went under the water and came back out, but like because it was dark, we were like, "Oh my god, she's dead!"
I assume this was a lake, right? This wasn't like some puddle.
No,
that
it
she
was
just found and she just like jumped.
No, it wasn't a lake. It was the sea because I live by the sea when I'm back home. This was back when I lived with my parents years and years ago. Back
you were by the seaside.
Wee Diddy Scott days. back before I was Diddy Scott and I wasn't Lil Scott.
You're really the Puff Daddy. I was about to dox you then. You're really the Puff Daddy of the seaside, aren't you? Changing your name this often.
So we thought she had died, and then a friend of mine had gotten hideously drunk and shouted, "I use tackle," and ran into a fence.
Because who hasn't?
I mean, me as one person. I mean, I did give myself concussion on the last day of term last year, but like we won't. But like
you did. That's maybe a story for another.
Christian fun. I was at Bible study and I slipped on my Bible.
it was because you were studying the Bible. I was so studying hard, the Bible so hard,
and then I fell over, and yeah. Oh, it was awful. So I looked for the shoes in the morning, and my friend, who my two friends that were mentioned in that story, were also looking. One went into the other caravan and was like, I can't find it. I went in the other caravan with her and I was looking for them. I was like, we can't find them. My mate was like, okay, let's check this. You check this one. And then he was like, no, I can't find them. So we came back the next night looking for these shoes. And my mate came back wearing his like little brother's shoes. Cause it was like,
I was going to say, you remember where your friend went, right? You spend all this time looking for his shoes, but you actually know where the guy went, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
and like but at one point he'd gone over to someone else's caravan by mistake and accidentally ended up in there for an hour, just watching Family Guy with
oven mittens on his face.
Well, no, this was before he'd lost his shoes and like in the night. So we were like trying to find these two like stoner dudes who had been watching Family Guy and we couldn't. Then I went over to like try and see if I could find some like flip flops from this like caravan holiday resort store.
What time would this have been at?
It was the morning, about like 10 a.m. or something, and I was like, we were about to leave to get the bus.
Oh, right, okay.
To go home, because we didn't live far from there. And then we came back the next night, because it was like a weekend birthday party thing. And they, about, I don't know, half an hour in to the party, I walk in, walk out from one of the bedrooms, like holding his shoes, and I'm like, I found them, and he was so angry at me.
He was angry at you for finding his shoes.
He was angry at me for finding his shoes because he was like, you spent how long looking for these? And I went home wearing oven mitts, and you find them now. And I was like, in my defense, they were like under the duvet. And he was like, you didn't look under the duvet at the foot of the bed.
It's like the most obvious place to look.
And I was like, well, no, because this guy had been looking for them. And then he was like, Scott, you told me to check this caravan, forgetting that my like ex and her new boyfriend were sleeping in that room. Like,
oh, that must have been fun. Can you imagine?
He obviously didn't go into that room and check.
Can you imagine that they're both like getting it on and then like you just look under the cover and the guy's like, don't worry, I'm just looking for my shoes. I'll leave now.
Just like in the morning.
Let's get on with it.
Like they were like, you know, hungover and stuff in the morning, and they were obviously no one wanted to go in the room and bother them. So we were like, oh, well,
they're probably not there then.
But I like that our solution in general was quickly to go, just buy you some oven mitts.
Not shoes.
They didn't sell shoes. They didn't sell flip-flops or anything. They sold like spatulas, but like you couldn't, and oven mitts.
Are you sure you weren't in like Seaside IKEA?
I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently, there's no Clarks by the seaside.
I don't know what we were doing. And
yes, size 10 oven mitts, please.
He went home in it, and then for my 18th birthday, I instigated a clothes. What's it called when you like have to a dress code?
Dress code.
I was like, oh, we're gonna have a dress code. Everyone has to wear oven mitt shoes, and he told me, in no uncertain terms, that I was a bad human being, in many words, that I would have to bleep. Fuck it. I've talked about sex. We can swear. Why not? It's been
we were doing
we're doing
so well.
We've talked about sex. That's still explicit. That's still not safe for work.
This is true. This whole thing is not safe for work.
How are you, Callum? What have you been up to this week?
I'm okay. You know when, I don't know if you ever feel like this, but when you feel like you should be more stressed out than you actually are.
You're just in this kind of zen.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that meme where it's like this.
Everything's
like this
on
little,
fire.
Yeah, and everything's on fire in the kitchen, and the dog's just sat there smiling, and he's like, everything is fine. I'm kind of like that right now. Like, I know there's a lot going on around me, but I'm just kind of, you know, just living my life.
I think that's the perpetual state of being a student, is just
admitting everything is a bit shit, really.
Quite often, I am just sitting in my kitchen with the fire alarm going off, just drinking tea, being like, if the fire takes me, the fire takes me.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm fine with this.
I've still got my tea, and that's the tea.
I was like, if I leave now, my tea will be cold. I'm not taking my tea outside. Like, Well, it won't. If there's an actual fire.
At least with the fire, the table stays
hot.
Yeah, like.
Exactly. Like, I'm not taking it outside. It's a cold day, and I have to go into my room and get my hoodie, and, like, oh, it's just, it's more trouble than it's worth. I'll just die.
Didn't, like, the fire alarm go off at, like, 4:30 the other day?
I don't know. The fire alarm goes off, like, every day, because students like to smoke gwidgwadge.
Devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce. And they don't do it outside, because that's too much. Like, why would you want to just smoke weed in your house? Go and do something, Jeremy.
Open a window. Like, don't make it completely obvious that you're smoking a doob in your flat.
Walk out into the hallway and it just stinks of weed in my, like, apartment block. I was back home the other day and I remembered how loud my dad snores. Like, so, like, my dad sleeps on one side of his room, then there's a wall, and then I'm on the extreme far end of the other side of my room.
And
I can
still hear him
through the wall all the way to the side of my room. And I'm like, that is impressive. That is, if we could harness that energy, we would solve global warming. Like Thunderpants, the film about farting your way to space.
Oh, you are throbbing it back now. Why do you always come up with the most obscure of references? I haven't had to think about Thunderpants in over a decade.
Thunderpants is one of those films that sounds like it should be on that list that I made up. Like, it is a film about a guy who is quite large and is bullied, and so he then befriends scientific genius young Rupert Grint prior to Harry Potter.
Yeah.
With frizzy hair and glasses, and then becomes an astronaut because he can fart really loudly.
It's a fart-powered rocket, right?
And he farts to space with he, like, sits on this thing and just farts into this energy canister, and it converts it to fire and shoots them into space.
Have you... I am going to bring this full circle. Have you ever seen the film, the Tom Green film, Freddy Got F***ed?
No.
So, do you know who Tom Green is?
No.
He is a Canadian comedian. Oh, sound like Eminem there. Yeah, he's a Canadian comedian who had his own MTV show in the late 90s and early 2000s. And because it was on MTV in the late 90s and early 2000s, you can imagine how, like, crass the humour was.
Oh, dear God, no.
It was, like, yeah, like, rubbing his balls on cars, like, drawing dicks on his, like,
women's
car.
Rights, more like...
More like...
No rights for them.
Yeah, more ha. Like women's...
Nailed it.
Left.
Oh.
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 Jesus Christ.
We do not condone the things we say.
We condone fuck all on this.
I condone my own existence, I guess.
Where was I? Condoning my own existence. Oh, yeah, Freddy got f***ed. But, yeah. And that was the Tom Green show. And eventually, a big budget studio gave him his own film. And... The film it's pretty much the prime example of so bad it's good. And there is now a cult following who see the film as a sort of ironic, satirical art piece, almost like that the urinal that was put into a museum, just taking the piss out of modern art. People kind of see that film as the same sort of thing, because it's almost like Tom Green was given a load of money and he's just completely wasted it on the most useless fucking film you can imagine.
Here is a 4 grand shot of me just doing a bump of coke.
Yeah, honestly, because the end scene is his dad, who's played by Rip Torn. It's Tom Green jacking off an elephant, and the elephant just completely splashes all over Rip Torn. And, like, that's the end scene. And then this kid walks into, like, a jet engine at the end. And then to get the rating down from an NC-17 to an R, they've got the kid saying, no, I'm okay, even though he's just been, like, chopped up by a jet engine.
So what you're saying is that was the impetus for The Incredibles?
Kind of. Because, yeah, I guess it was kind of like a prequel to Syndrome getting chopped up by a jet engine.
That was, you'd think Syndrome... After starring in Rob Green's film, dying in a turbine, but actually not.
God, we cannot include that. Oh, for fuck's sake, I did not even think about that. The way I see it with films like Thunderpants and Freddy Got F***ed is, I do actually think that it is the director kind of making an anti, almost dada art statement in a way.
Right, now explain the Vanilla Ice movie to me, because why does that film exist?
I don't even know Vanilla Ice had his own. I know Soldier Boy has his own movie.
Vanilla Ice has his own film. Soldier Boy has his own games company where he sells off-brand gaming merchandise because he's actually just taken existing gaming things and put the name on it and then up the price.
He's being sued by Nintendo. But anyway, what's the Vanilla Ice movie about? Because I don't even know this existed.
Right, so Vanilla Ice, I've not watched the film. I watched a YouTube summary of it. And basically, Vanilla Ice for the entire film is a bad man and tries to basically steal this... He tries to basically fuck this guy's girlfriend.
Oh, well,
tries to steal this guy's girlfriend for like the whole film. He sees a nice-looking lady and he's like, oh, plot. And... Like, he starts off riding a motorcycle, sees a pretty girl, and he's like, I'ma hit that, but respectfully with consent. And then she's like, I have a boyfriend. And then plot continues of her having a boyfriend, but then she gets close to Vanilla Ice. And, then you find out the boyfriend...
Get a bit too nice baby.
And then the boyfriend turns out to be a horrible human being.
Like, even worse than Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, and he's like I don't know, he has guns and like stealing stuff, and
man. Guns are bad, right?
But like the thing is, he steals the guy's girlfriend because the girlfriend ends up leaving her boyfriend, and the boyfriend shows no sign of ever being a bad guy.
He's like the most dislikable protagonist I've ever seen.
The boyfriend shows no sign, and it's almost like they need him to be a bad guy. So like, there's no evidence of him being a bad guy, but he's like, oh, you should leave him for me, and then she's like, no, and then he is bad, and then she's like, okay. And then,
What is the film called, Vanilla Ice the movie?
I have no clue, but, like, Vanilla Ice is the main character.
Vanilla Ice versus Choc Ice. That's a battle I'd pay to see. Fuck all these YouTube boxing matches. We need to just get Vanilla Ice to fight this guy called Choc Ice. I don't know who would we cast as the villain for Ice a Vanilla tea. Ice movie? Ice-T?
Version of Ice-T.
What CSI was he on? Was it
all of
New
them.
York?
He was on the weird sex crimes one. And he's always surprised by it.
Oh, Law and Order Special Victims.
Yeah. And he's always like, are you telling me that these men got off on, like, little girls with pigtails? And you're like, well, this probably isn't the weirdest thing that you've that you've seen, Ice-T.
Dylan from the News Munch podcast just came in and listened to all of that. It was slightly off-putting.
Shout out to News Munch for... being a really good podcast.
For being really good guys.
Just being nice people.
Great podcast.
It's a shame we will be overtaking them in Facebook likes very soon.
Scott's words, not mine. Scott and no one else talk shit. I don't know.
Scott gets sued for defamation. and Callum is my attorney.
You are fucked. You are absolutely fucked.
In
activity time.
Of
all the things that we could have prepared this week, we've actually got an activity. Scott's got one for me, and I've actually got one for Scott. So you can't say I don't do anything.
We've prepped things. Today, Callum, we're going to play Would You Rather.
Oh, Christ. What direction is this going to go?
It's mostly meme-y, random crap.
Okay, cool. Because this was before we decided, screw it, let's just stick the explicit tag on.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to go down the direction that a few of you gutter-minded listeners
No,
are
I made
expecting.
This on the 28th of December, back when we had just filmed the B-movie fan fiction video, of which I still haven't edited the second half, because I still don't know how to make that viable for YouTube without us getting nuked by YouTube.
Yeah, that is true. I can also see DreamWorks, like...
suing us.
Your arse on that.
No...
I don't know if you guys can hear that at all.
Esther, are you having a stroke?
I didn't quite...
Are you okay?
No, when he says having a stroke, that's not what he means.
Oh.
From vinyl to vinyl.
Right. Sick.
That's actually kind of good.
Right, so Callum, would you rather...
Would I rather? Question one, let's go.
Call all of our lecturers daddy, even the women...
Oh, Christ.
Or live with Jake Paul.
See, living with Jake Paul would get me exposure. Calling all of my lecturers daddy would get me exposed. And there is a very big difference here. I don't, believe it or not, I actually quite like uni and being and like being here. Like, I do actually really enjoy it. And you know, what little reputation I do actually still have, I would quite like to keep intact. I feel like Jake Paul kind of plays up his personality to the camera. Like, he has a very young fan base that he's kind of got to, you know, amp it up to 100 to impress. I think he could be tamed. I'd like to think
that you want to be the man that changes him.
Yeah.
You sound. Oh, honey, no.
I sound like a new person about to date the guy.
You can't change him.
Leopards don't change their spots, honey. But yeah, no, I think I'd rather live with Jake Paul. It would do my credibility the world of good as well.
You would have to be the English guy in the flat.
I would be the new Nick Crompton.
You would have to say England is my city.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I'm okay with that. I'd much rather say that than say daddy to all of my lecturers, I think. So that's my answer.
Right, next question. Would you rather never listen to music again, go to gigs, or you can never go to gigs, but you can still listen to music?
Oh, that is a very, very good question.
These are specifically made for you.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. If you know me well enough, you'll know that I'm very much into my music and into my live music as well. So I think about some of the best times that I have had in general, and they have actually been at concerts. Though all of that does stem from my love of music as a whole. Like, I wouldn't be going to the gig if I didn't love the artist. And if I was going to the gig without listening to music, like, I would just be listening to the same thing over and over again. And, like, one thing that I do really enjoy is discovering and finding out new stuff and going to see artists and making friends with fan bases of those artists. So, like, through music and rather than just, like, going to gigs is what I mean. But I think I would... Yeah, I'd much rather keep music than gigs. Yeah. I think that was a good one though.
Fun thing is, a friend of mine. I have a friend called Chad, and he is like a gigantic.
Is he a gigantic Chad?
He's a gigantic Chad. I love Chad. Chad's great. He is the singer of Uniband, a band at the University of Kent and Greenwich. He is a very good singer. And he went to see the Childish Gambino concert in London.
I know people that went to that as well.
And he was like, I'm going to be real with you all. It was like 95% white people. It was really weird.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's interesting.
I bet This Is America was odd during that whole section.
This Is America. No, it's not.
This is Suburbanite.
Excuse me, Troy from Community. No, it is certainly not. I don't care if you played Landau Corrosion in a film about Han Solo. Would you rather burn to death or drown?
I'd rather do... I took a turn. That was a really nice, wholesome, interesting question, and then it's just gone to this. I'd rather do neither.
That's not an option. I'm sorry, I don't have or neither. This is would you rather...
They're like the two worst ways to go because they're both so slow and painful.
And polar opposites.
Yeah. I've burnt myself before and that was only brief and I don't want to do that again. Oh, actually, no, because I hate the ocean. Like, the thought of the ocean.
I hate the ocean.
No, because the thought of the ocean just terrifies me.
I imagine you hating living in, like, a seaside town. You just wake up every morning, you walk outside and you'd be like, bitch.
Yeah, no, literally. I would go outside and I'd be like, nope, not today.
Just giving the finger to the ocean.
You'd be like, Callum, come to the beach today, man. I'd be like, yeah, maybe a bit later.
So, hey, Callum. Ocean? You'd be like, screaming.
I'm just like rocking back and forth in the corner.
More like notion.
But in answer to your question, The thought of the ocean, genuine. It's one of the things that, very few things that terrify, like, a lot of things scare me, But the thought of just being in the middle of the ocean with no contact to the outside world and it's just this drop just scares the absolute shit out of me. I think this is really depressing, but whatever one would kill me quicker.
I hear drowning is quite euphoric. So like you
apart
kind
from
of
the whole ending your life thing.
Well, like you pass out from like lack of oxygen, but then like your brain just kind of takes over. So I think drowning is supposed to be like the least.
Okay.
I'd probably drown if a person.
Yeah, I think if drowning is like the one that knocks me out quicker and I don't have to like live through it, I guess I would pick drowning. But again, like you've picked the two ways that I just would not want to go out at all. Like, I think I'd rather be murdered than burnt to death or drowned, to be honest.
Okay, so graduate but be unable to get a job because of lack of jobs in the current economic climate and never afford your own house because, oh wait, that's just the case for our generation. Oh, never mind, sorry.
Oh, that's not even a question.
There is no or, that's just an eventuality, sorry. Be in debt for the rest of your life or lose all joy you had for learning, which are also both inevitable, but which one would you prefer?
Oh my god, I'm about to... Everyone's just going to get such a huge insight into me this episode. I feel like as I've got older, my sort of enthusiasm has kind of gone down a little bit. And not in the like the meme-y way of like, oh, my will to live is on the floor or anything. It's just like, I don't know, like I'm not the same uppity sort of little kid that I used to be. Like I'm kind of more mellow and laid back.
You've gone from now. Like... You've gone from like Bugs Bunny to like a Sonic OC.
Yeah, I went. Yeah,
you've gone from like
Bugs Bunny to Shadow the Hedgehog, yeah. Like real quick, essentially. And I think
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Basically. So, I guess the second one because I'm already halfway there. No. As depressing as that is.
Oh, bananas or apples.
Oh, just personal...
Personal preference.
Just personal preference? Bananas. Side-biting bananas.
Side-bite. Waking up with the constant fear of existential dread, knowing nothing we ever do will ever make a difference, and one day the world will cease to be and all our actions will be forgone, and in the end, worthless. Or dab every time you sneeze.
I'll do both of these anyway.
Oh, okay, cool. Right,
no,
moving
I'm
on.
the second one because I find myself unironically doing the first one quite a lot anyway. So.
Punch yourself in the face or kick yourself in the butt.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm punching myself in the face is possible.
I don't remember when I wrote.
Maybe one day I'll say.
Fun fact: according to my phone, I wrote this at 1:30 a.m. This is what I do when I can't sleep.
Are you nocturnal? are you a bat? Are you just gonna grow wings one day and just like fly onto the ceiling?
I would love to be a bat. Bats are like my favorite animal.
That's so cool. I love fruit bats as well.
Fruit bats are adorable. They're like tiny little foxes that can fly.
Yeah, they're so cool.
So did we get an answer on this important question?
Honestly, I am simply stalling because I've forgotten what the question is.
Punch yourself in the face or kick yourself in the butt?
Kick myself in the butt. I can't really kick very hard, despite the length of my legs, so I'll go for that one.
Go for the least
a bit of a
damaging.
Cop-out. Yeah.
Would you rather be in Star Wars or have a cameo in Shrek 5?
When you say be in Star Wars, you mean like have a like a prominent role?
Yeah. For like the new ones.
Well... Here's the thing. As a fan of Star Wars, you'll know I'm a fan of Star Wars. And I'm a big fan as well. Like, I've got the Thrawn and Tarkin books. I've read the Darth Maul Marvel collab graphic novels. Like, and I've, you know, I've played Knights of the Old Republic and all of that shit. And I know quite a lot of the lore.
Yeah, well, I have the Chancellor Jar Jar Binks action figure.
You do.
I was bought for Christmas.
Oh, what Christmas? 2005? No, no, this,
no, no,
no, this Christmas.
2018.
2018
Christmas. By my flatmate.
Which was when I was a little kid. That was one of the action figures that I didn't have. Funnily enough, but I find with the Star Wars fan base, you can't win.
Oh, did you see all that stuff that happened to the person who played Rose? She had to delete her Instagram because of the hatred she got.
Yes, and like, here's the thing: if you didn't like someone's performance in a film, cool, fine. Like, sure, like, you don't have to like everything. But to actually go directly to the person and verbally attack them and not even be constructive about it either. Like, I can come up to you and say, like, oh, Scott, like, I'm, you know, I usually quite like the T-shirts that you wear, but I don't really like this one that you've got on today.
How dare you insult my generic navy blue super dry T-shirt?
But that's the thing. But that is the thing. If I know that you've got more T-shirts, I'm just gonna say like, oh, it's just
we've
it's
got
just
more
today.
Actors.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's because if one performance is gonna ruin an entire film for you, aside from Jar Jar Binks, then I don't know what to tell you. Almost, and I don't like Last Jedi.
I love Last Jedi. It's one of my favorite Star Wars films.
One day, we'll both talk about this.
One day, we'll have a full on. We'll have like a Star Wars next year. No, May the 4th. We won't record it on the May the 4th. We'll record it like well before then because we'll be in exams. But we'll have a Star Wars specific podcast where we talk about and just argue about. Why I think The Last Jedi is actually a really good film.
And why I don't hate it as much as some people do, but I don't like it very much. But anyway, back to what I was saying, and your point on Rose is very relevant, because I think a more exaggerated example would be, I forget the guy's name, but the actor who played Jar Jar Binks. I don't know if you've seen the video that went viral of him kind of talking about the time where he tried to take his own life off the San Francisco Bridge.
Oh, dear God,
the hate
no.
that he was getting. And perhaps the most infamous example is Jake Lloyd, who played Anakin in episode 1.
Yeah.
Because jokes aside about let's try spinning, that's a good trick and all of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, what has happened to that kid is devastating. The fact that the guy is a junkie, he's pretty much in prison, he's mentally ill.
Oh, no.
Now, because he just could not take, he couldn't get a job after that.
Considering some of the more memey questions, this is one of the memeier questions compared to like the existential dread
one.
I've
gone so deep.
So we're going to say cameo in Shrek 5.
I'll say cameo in Shrek 5 just because I think that my life could be potentially ruined
by Star Wars industry. Yeah. Okay, would you like to, this was written back in December before tomorrow, because as of filming this, tomorrow will be the 29th, where we were supposed to be leaving Brexit.
Yes.
Where we are now not, we're supposed to be leaving the European Union, which we're not doing.
Yeah, that's now been pushed back.
So I've said, negotiate Brexit or have to listen to all the racist Leave voters' reasons for leaving for 3 hours a day until Brexit is completed. So I'm not saying here that all, I'll make an example. In this session, I'm not saying if you voted leave, you're racist. I'm saying that there are racist people who voted leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, you would run out of people. I'm not saying I'm not going to mention how I voted. But
I was too young to vote. I was 17.
I could vote in that because I'm old. Yeah, but there were some people, a minority of the Leave campaign voters, who were swayed
openly,
by
openly expressively racist
very racist, and that was their reason for it,
of course,
and you would have to listen to them or you'd have to negotiate Brexit yourself. But to be fair, you couldn't do much of a worse job than's been done already.
And that kind of leads me to my answer. I'm just going to be as to the point about it as I can, because I know there are some people that are way more educated about this, so I'm just going to say my view on it. The first option, you can't negotiate it, and if the government can't negotiate it, I've got no f***ing chance in hell of doing so. And if the Prime Minister has had to step down because she can't negotiate it and leave it in the hands of everyone else, we're in shit. And the second problem of listening to racist Leave voters, I've had to do that anyway. Like, I'm not going to tell people where I'm from, but I'm from where I'm from. Like, believe me, I've heard racist people before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had to deal with that anyway. And the way I see it, if I could have voted, I would have voted to remain. That's just my opinion. Don't come at me. That's just how I would have
Don't
voted.
At me. Or do, but hashtag Scott and Callum say stuff,
yeah,
so
as
we
as
get
long
trending.
As you get us trending, and that's cool.
Yeah, I don't care what you say to me. You can abuse me as long as, like, because I can always mute you, but, like, as long as you hashtag us.
I
like,
can
that's
mute
fine.
You, but you can't mute us.
You can't mute the hashtag. I mean, Spotify could remove us, but, like,
you can't mute the movement, and that's, you know.
Hashtag you can't mute the movement. I want that on my Twitter feed by Monday.
But back to that to the point.
Your answer is
I was
already do the second one, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Brexit 2 or another season of Trump?
Brexit 2. By season, do you mean another like
four term of Trump?
Christ. What would Brexit 2 be? Give me a concept.
I don't know. Britain leaves the planet.
The world. Britain goes to Mars.
Britain goes to space. I don't know. Brexit.
Are you sure this isn't a film that you've made up?
Britain goes to space. Oh, I'm making that film.
Oh, amazing.
I'm pitching that for my exam.
That is Therese amazing.
Therese amazing. Brexit 2, surely.
Brexit 2. I don't like Donald Trump. Brexit 2.
Brexit 2 is what the people make it.
Yeah.
Jacob or Edward?
The worst part is, I don't even know why I'm admitting this. I've seen all of them.
I've seen the first two. I quite liked the first one.
The first one
I didn't mind Twilight.
Horrible.
I didn't mind Twilight. It's not
watchable.
That bad.
It's watchable.
I've watched a lot of bad films. I take pride in the bad films I've watched.
It's not Razzie winning, but it's not great, but it's also not terrible.
I mean, I like films like...
The second one
like,
is pretty bad.
I like Daredevil, the film Daredevil with Ben Affleck. I like that film, unironically.
You like Ben Affleck, though, and that's just a whole other conversation altogether.
And, I mean, he shouldn't have been Batman.
We can agree on something. Have you seen Pearl Harbor?
No.
Christ almighty. Christ almighty. Sorry to use the saviour's name in vain, but, yeah, that's just how I feel.
Oh, no.
Ben Affleck has really taken me out of this. What was the question?
Ben Affleck or
Ben Athletic.
Ben Affleck or Ben Affleck. Jacob or Edward.
I've seen all of them, and I just could not get into it at all. I mean, Robert Pattinson has carved out a semi-decent career for himself.
Robert Pattinson was in a film, like a romance film, and then at the end they're like, "Lol, plot twist, he died in 9/11.
Taylor Lautner was in that BBC Three show with Greg Davis. I forget what the name of it is called.
I'm sorry, what?
Have you never seen them?
No.
You could have a gun in my... Put a gun in my mouth and I couldn't be able to tell you what it was called. But it exists.
Oh my God.
I might have to watch that at some point. I'll go with Robert Pattinson just because I'm... So to Edward, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm more familiar with who he is.
Jacob was a bitch. Right.
He was a bitch.
Be successful, but not in what you want to do with your life, or enjoy your job, but never have the money to live comfortably.
Live comfortably. So the bailiff is always essentially outside my house, just kind of tapping his foot.
No, it's just like you're kind of living month to month.
Like barely scraping by.
But you're happy with your job.
Whereas I am just absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
But I'm successful.
It would be like being, I don't know, negotiating Brexit. I don't know. Like, I don't know, any job. Yeah, being Jar Binks.
Oh, God. Poor guy.
Being a Star Wars actor that's in a film that wasn't popular.
Even Hayden Christensen is. I know he tends to come up in every like. He
I love Hayden Christensen. He's such a happy guy. Good on him.
We will get him on the pod
one day. I'm gonna start hitting him up on Twitter every day.
I always say, and this is a really dark way of looking at it, but I honestly think it's better to burn out than to fade away. So if it gets...
Except for the burning and drowning question, in which case you were like, I'd rather fade away than burn to death.
Is drowning fading away?
I don't know. It's waving away.
It's very philosophical. Oh.
In order to answer this question, there are many factors that could be considered. In this essay, I will
be discussing the benefits of burning or drowning. Our lecturer's just reading it like, what the f***?
Sorry, Dave, I submitted the wrong essay. It was a bit for my podcast about dying.
No problem, first.
Fair enough. A high 2-1.
I mean, I laughed at it a little bit.
It was all right. Same, I agree. It was well cited, and your analysis was good enough. There were some cases in there.
The use of Ibid in the footnotes was really nice as well, coming back to your sources. But honestly, and this is really, this is honestly kind of sad, I would rather be comfortably miserable.
Yeah. Okay. Be successful at what you want to do, but happy. Although you will never have the money to financially support Sandra, your wife of 10 years, and will have to listen to Tim and Wanda, your twin stomachs, rumble at night as you send them off to school each morning, each day looking a little skinnier and more pale. Your wife takes up smoking, a habit you can't afford, and you begin to argue. She stays out later and later. Eventually, your marriage falls apart. You begin to fight physically. She overpowers you and you fall down the stairs. You reach to grab for something and you only manage to grab her arm, and both of you tumble down the stairs. You didn't mean to, as you cry over her life limpless body, just as your children open the door. Daddy, why are you crying? Why is mummy sleeping? Or watch B-movie every day.
Well, I'm going to prison for both. So. I'd rather watch B-movie every day for the fact that I wouldn't catch a case, and secondly, the fact that I could probably watch it enough to recite the entire script to a point where I could probably get myself on the news as being the guy that can recite the whole of B-movie and get like 15 minutes of fame out of it. That'd be pretty cool, I guess. So, yeah, the second one. I'm trying to deviate from the whole manslaughter thing as much as possible, or woman slaughter thing as much as possible. I was like, this is the same as the last question, just with more detail. And then you kept on going and I was like, oh. Right.
That was surprisingly the last one I wrote before I went, yeah, I need to go to bed.
This, it was not 1:30 a.m. at this point. It was about 5:30. And you were like, oh,
I was like, I've gone too deep. Well, thank you, Callum, for your...
That's okay. Sorry I got a bit more deep than I feel like I should have gone.
On the question about Trek 5, of all things.
Yeah, that was the one that ended up with more context and reasoning out of all of them.
Callum, you've prepared a little game for me.
I've prepared something. And if you want to, like, if you're going to edit anything at all, if you want to edit a little applause in right now, thank you, please, you're far too kind, thank you,
you're far too kind. Well, so, do you want more? Looking raw with the Brooklyn boy.
Jay-Z and Linkin Park, Collision Course, 2004.
Callum can recite song names and dates and stuff. It's actually quite scary. One day I'll do a quiz for him where we could just prove that we can do it.
A year quiz. My friends have actually like wanted to do that before as well.
Callum can also almost.
I have the most like, pointless amount of trivia.
He can like you can show him a flag and he'll tell you like, oh, that's the National Republic of Tonga.
Or I'll be like, oh, that's the Democratic coffee cup of Scott.
I don't even know what colours are in the like Irish flag half the time. I'd make a country that had a flag that was just camouflage, and then everyone would be like, what flag?
That's such a missed opportunity. You can make your own country, call it, I don't know,
Scottistan.
I was about to make a Stan.
With Scott I Stan.
My friend Stan, and then you should have the flag as camouflage, and like you say, it should be like, well, where's the flag?
Like, everyone would be like, what flag?
You could genuinely say that that's a real country, and because it's camouflage,
no one could see it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Wakanda.
It is, except Wakanda is forever. Everyone knows this.
I started watching Infinity War again last night.
It's a good film.
It is a good film.
It's a very good film.
It's a very good film. The end game comes out soon.
It does. Start of next month, right?
Oh, no. Some of the actors that have been confirmed for that film are ridiculous. Like, there's the kid from Iron Man 3 is going to be in it.
Yeah? Which...
He's my favourite.
I'm just excited to see where they go with it.
He's the one that beats Thanos.
Didn't Captain Marvel get dropped from Endgame?
No, she's in it.
Is she in it?
She's in the...
I know there were rumours that she was going to get dropped because the film... isn't doing so well.
The trailers.
Yeah, I mean, regards to my opinions on Brie Larson, I don't think you can really get rid of that now.
No, I don't have opinions on Brie Larson. I haven't watched Captain Marvel. It did all right. I think it did, like, middling. It did, like, as well as a good DC film would do, which is bad for a Marvel film.
So, like, 6 out of 10.
Yeah, it got, like, 73%-ish.
Even though Wonder Woman is a solid 7 out of 10.
Yeah. It's activity time with Scott and Callum. Callum plays the quiz games.
It is, and Scott plays the quiz games this week.
Yeah.
Because I have prepped a little summon. And oh boy, is Scott not ready at all, because this is just not his wheelhouse.
It's about SoundCloud rappers, and the only rapper I know is Eminem and maybe
Miney Mo.
Ludacris. So
this game is called SoundCloud or Sound Fraud. This is where I ask Scott a series of SoundCloud rappers, and Scott has to guess if the name or alias is correct, true, real, or if it is fake, if I have made it up. Similar to last week's activity that Scott gave me with films, except this time we're doing it with SoundCloud rappers. So there are 10. 5 of them are real, 5 of them are made up.
Eight.
Are we good?
Yeah.
So
anything with little or big is definitely yes.
Okay.
Immediately.
So, all right, we'll see then. So the first one we've got down, 6 dogs. That's the name.
That's real or fake? Like half a dozen dogs. That's too many dogs.
Mm-hmm. 6 of them, to be specific.
Are there 6 people, or is it one rapper?
Just 6 dogs. I'm just going to give you the name. I'll give you no context.
These aren't rap troops. These are one rapper, SoundCloud rapper on SoundCloud. Rap. I want to say that it's a thing, but they use dogs in the rap. Oh my God, is it a SoundCloud of rapping dogs? Please tell me it's a SoundCloud of rapping dogs. I'm going with true because I want it to be real.
You are true. 6 Dogs is real. He's an underground rapper. He's like an auto-crooner, emo rapper. It's not 6 actual dogs rapping, unfortunately.
I have never been more disappointed in my entire life.
However, the watermark before he starts rapping occasionally is, it's like 3 barks to signal
that
it's
his
song.
To do that? Because DMX did that in X Gon Give It To You. That's copyright infringement.
Can you imagine if, like, on the YouTube video of the song, like, UMG end up, like, suing, sorry, we can't use brand names, if a record label sues the guy, and then he's like, who the hell has sued me? And he just sits there, and there's just a dog, like, just sat there in a little suit. Okay. Second one that I have for you. Young TikTok Clockwork. Is this rapper real or not? I can repeat the question.
I know the question.
Okay.
TikTok Clockwork.
Yeah.
His name is a rap in itself. His name is a bloody tongue twister.
But bars.
That's...
bars, bro.
Stupid.
Bars, bro.
Where's TikTok? I threw him out the window because I wanted to see time fly. No, screw that guy. No. His name is half of the world's worst social media platform on the planet. No. He is cancelled. If he's real, I've cancelled him. I'm snap.
Are you going real or
Thanos
fake?
Snap. I hope he died in the snap. Like,
Mr. Banks, I don't feel so good.
That's good, TikTok Clockwork. Go get a better name, you... No, he's fake. He's part of the Marvel Extended Cinematic Universe.
My friend... You're 2 for 2. Young TikTok Clockwork does not exist. You can sleep at night.
Good. Here's what the young kid in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. No, I meant to say.
You know that Steve Buscemi meme where he's like, "Hello, fellow kids."
He grew. That's the kid from Iron Man 3. Grew up to be
Steve Buscemi.
No, I was gonna say he grew up to be young TikTok Clockwork.
Christ. Okay, number 3. You're 2 for 2.
I'm 2 for 2. This may be the only mark. This may be the only time I do well in a test.
Number 3. Pretty Lemon.
Is it a guy or a girl?
I'm giving you no context.
Pretty Lemon. What like aesthetically pleasing lemon, or is that like new slang? That's pretty lemon, fam. like when you said I fuck with that and I misheard you. Yeah, so yeah. For 6 months I started saying, I flux with that.
And then I heard you say it and I was like, huh? And then you said it again and I was like,
I flux with that because I thought it was flux. And I was like, that's cool. I like the word flux. I'll use that.
And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, baby, what are you doing?
I flux with that heavy. Oh, shoot, damn, that's pretty lemon. Ah, shoot, man, that pretty lemon. Yeah, it's true. I want it to be true.
Pretty lemon is true.
I want to subscribe to them. I'm gonna support their Patreon.
You've been doing very well so far. But this was the first one that you've got wrong. Pretty lemon does not exist.
That's not pretty lemon. That's extremely banana.
That's unattractive avocado. Unattravocado.
Peel the avocado. Guacamole. Guacamole.
And this has just descended into hell. Madness.
Help.
Okay, so you're 2 for 3 still.
2 for 3.
Number 4. Lil Toenail. Is Lil Toenail a real alias? A real rap name?
Aurelius. Lil Toenail. That's so dumb. What was Lil Toe taken?
Yeah, Lil Toenail without the L was taken.
Lil Toenail.
So you had to throw the L on the end of it.
Oh, I want it to be like spelt like Lil Toenail, like, but Nile. So it's like Lil Toenail. And it's Niles.
That's the name that the bullies gave to him.
It's Niall from One Direction.
Hey, there's Lil Toenail. Let's take his lunch money.
Give me your... what's up, money? Give me your dork lunch.
Leave my little toes alone.
Right, yes. I think Lil Toenail is real.
You're correct. Lil Toenail.
I'm so disappointed.
Lil Toenail exists.
God, his parents must be proud of him.
Let me just tell you, a few of his songs are bops.
Bops. Like Boppy, my friend from last podcast, who I informed was mentioned in the podcast. She told me the story behind her name, and it's adorable, but come back to episode 3 and you'll find out where my friend Boppy's called Boppy in the episode 3 of the Bop trilogy. Next question.
Number 5.
If you haven't noticed, my sleep deprivation has led to me
slowly catching up with him.
Slowly just losing my mind.
I'm kind of just letting him riff for a little bit. Like, whenever I can see Scott's just going crazy, I'll just let him do it. He's going to love going back to edit this because he's just going to hear him. But
I'm not, because there's so much stuff I have to cut.
So, number 5, we're halfway through. The 5th rapper, I want you to tell me whether they are real or fake. Might as well at this point. Flow in the toilet. That's flow in, apostrophe, G is dropped, da, toilet. As opposed to flow.
Flow
in the toilet.
That can't be real. That can't be a thing. No one's like, yeah, I got flows so sick. They're like flushing what's a brand of toilet? I don't know. Listerine.
How the f*** do you know brands of toilets? I thought you were going to make like a toilet roll joke about like Charmin or Andrex or...
It's not actually a brand of toilet. It's a character from a game that was like anime. And I remember I made a joke on my like YouTube channel.
Scott watches anime toilets, confirmed.
When I was like 18, I made like a joke that his name sounded like a brand of toilet on my like gaming YouTube channel.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Got flow so sick, I'm taking dumps on your mum. I flushed it down and
after it,
then wiped my bottom. No, it's not real. I don't believe it. I can't make it work. And I'm the best rap.
I'm the best rap, man. You're correct. Flow in the toilet does not exist. I made it up. Unfortunately, there's no flow in the toilet.
3 out of 4. That's a pass at uni.
Let's see if we can continue this good streak of form. Number 6, Skipper the Flipper.
I swear to God, if one of these aren't questions, if one of these questions is like Parappa da Rappa, I'm going to be like, no, he's a Vigi game. can you, again, Skipper the Flipper?
Yeah.
That's just Italian. Fuck that. No, that's how you say I would like to go diving in Italian. Hey, that's Skipper the Flipper.
Skipper the Flipper.
Hey, it's me. Oh, is he Italian? He's like, hey, my name is Skipper the Flipper, and this is my name. Everybody.
He's part of Pizza Gang.
Everybody.
Not Pizza Gate. That's something completely different.
Train. I can't. Yeah.
I don't speak Italian.
It's me.
It's your boy, Young Colosseum.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's fake. I don't believe that.
Skipper the Flipper is real.
Why?
Skipper the Flipper exists.
Why does... No. No.
I first heard about him on a Lil Yachty song.
Stop.
And his feature was god-awful.
Stop what you're doing, sir. No. That's bad. You are a bad man.
However, you are still...
Three for five.
Four, yeah.
Three out of five. I think we're four out of six
at this point.
Oh, I've not been keeping track very well.
You're four out of
four
six.
Four out of six. That's a pass. Like, if I get zero
you're,
right,
yeah,
I still
like,
pass.
You're doing well. There's
I still get a third.
Up until Skipper the Flipper, you'd only got one wrong, which
yeah.
is actually really good going. So, number seven. Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
No.
Why? What's your reasoning?
No one... No SoundCloud rapper includes Funky because they're too busy shooting people. So they're obviously not... They can't... No, Funky's too, like... That's not rapping. That's not part of the... They won't get any clout for using Funky. And Homo Sapien, they're ever... Like, their listeners will be like, oh, that sounds like a gay. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, I've cheated a little bit here. Del the Funky Homo Sapien exists, but he's not a SoundCloud rapper.
So I was right.
So you were partly... I'm going to give you half a mark there because you were partly right. I was going to see if I could try and catch you out with that one. Have you ever heard the song Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz?
I have.
He's featured on it. You know, where the guy's like, finally, someone let me out of my cage. That's him. That's Del.
But...
Careful, you're disrespecting a legend here.
But...
Yeah, no. And he was also on...
I mean, I can... If he wasn't a SoundCloud rapper, I'd be like... If I knew... I was like, I don't doubt that that's a thing. I doubt that it's a SoundCloud rapper. So...
I'll give you half a mark.
But yeah, I mean... Carry on.
You are currently on 4.5 out of 7. Number 8, JPEG Mafia.
Oh, I've heard of them. They're true. You've put them on your.
Yeah, you've put them. I had a feeling you'd get.
You've put them on your Instagram and your Snapchat and
yes.
stuff. I know.
JPEG Mafia exists. The guy's f***ing insane.
You really like him.
Yeah,
I really like his music. I remember thinking that's a really cool name. So like I respect his choice
yes.
of using an image file type to represent. Was Mov Mafia taken or like
yeah Wav Mafia
Empire
Wav Mafia
Mafia P3
Mafia.mp4 Mafia.exe has stopped working.
I want to know if there's just like a group of file extension named rappers who got together to form Rainbow Circle of Death, which
oh
is just
God.
A just a in representation of the circle that comes up when you're editing stuff on a Mac and it just dies on you.
One of their songs samples the Dell intro where it's like dun 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 dun. But that's just the beat.
Dun 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 dun.
Why did you go full on nu metal then? Number 9, we're almost there. So you're on 5.5 out of 8
yeah.
right now. Which is actually really good going, to be honest.
Considering I don't listen to sound.
Number 9.
At all. Sound in general.
What? Number 9.
Just had a stroke.
Darth Yoga. I'll be interested to see what you say to this one.
I think Darth Yoda would be one. I think an idiot SoundCloud rapper would take Darth and put it in front of the name. And I think Yoga, they'll be like, oh, this sounds interesting. I'm a smart boy. Oh, da, 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 da. But, like, I just... I'm not thinking that they're going to get the girl's digits with a name like Darth Yoga. And that's the only reason people join SoundCloud is for that sweet...
Money and proverbial.
Clout from...
There you go.
Fly honeys.
So what are we saying? Is Darth
I'm
going to
say true
because
I think you've mentioned him before.
It's fake. Darth Yoga does not exist.
Who is it that you've mentioned that sounds like that? Or have I made it up?
Yoga Flame exists.
Damn it!
Yoga Flame is real. He has a collaborative EP with D Savage, which is pretty decent.
That's why
I saw it, because I was listening to the song Fairy Tale this morning, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh yeah, this guy's called Yoga Flame.
Fairy Tale is an anime.
Fairy Tale is illegal.
No. No, it's not.
Unfortunately.
I don't agree with it. But it's a thing.
You sounded so, I don't know, you sounded so far right then. I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it. It's just, you know, it's against nature. It's just, I mean, like, in the Bible.
So, 5.5 out of 9 we're on. And I put my phone away because I know what the last one is. Xanlord II.
Referring to Xanax.
Xanax, obviously. SoundCloud.
The anxiety drug
that
people take as a drug.
Recreationally, yes.
That's not the purpose of it.
Yeah, we don't condone taking prescription drugs for recreational purposes.
I have prescription drugs, and I take them when I have a stomach ache or to prevent myself from having ill mental health.
Because only good boys are allowed on this podcast, isn't that right, Scotty?
Yeah.
Sorry, I forget you hate being called that.
I absolutely detest being called Scotty. I absolutely despise it. It's the worst thing. I hate it.
Xanlord II.
What happened to Xanlord I? That's my first point. I think you're f***ing with me. I think there's a Xanlord III, and this is a f***ing trick question, and you're trying to do your little...
You think I'm going Darth Yoga on you again?
I think you're flipping me the proverbial bird of... lies.
So you're going with fake?
I'm going with fake.
There's no method to your madness. But your madness is correct, because Xanlord II does not exist. You're 6.5 out of 10, my guy.
Yeah, that's a...
There is no Xanlord I, 3rd, 4th, or 11th, 12th. There is...
Which means that there is an opening in the market if you want to, like...
Hand in your CVs to Scott and Callum.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Remember, Scott and Callum do stuff on Facebook. Scott and Callum say stuff, available on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean.
Podbean?
Apparently. iTunes, Spotify,
Anchor
FM, YouTube. These get uploaded to YouTube as well. No one watches them there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for videos of us, like our Facebook, to see exclusive content and mostly just us promoting our podcast, but also pictures of my face and Callum's face sometimes.
We will link our Twitters as well.
Follow us on Twitter at Scott L. E. Banks and Callum O'Shea, but with one L.
No apostrophe.
No apostrophe. His name isn't Callum L. No apostrophe like I thought it was last week. It's actually just the name Callum O'Shea, spelt with one L. But yeah, this has been Scott and Callum Say Stuff, the only podcast in which both Scott and Callum say stuff. So we'll see you again next time in some time of 2 to 3 weeks.
Same old stuff next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.